For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hook. Recent coronavirus outbreaks at Missouri correctional facilities are prompting some advocates for prison inmates to urge the state to require face coverings for staff. The Missouri Department of Corrections reported yesterday that 539 prisoners and 122 staff members across the state have tested positive for COVID-19. The majority of those cases have occurred in recent weeks at four facilities. 354 of the 539 cases are considered active. Hetty Harden is chairperson of St. Louis-based prisoner advocacy organization Missouri Cure. She says people who work at prisons are those most likely to introduce the virus to the facilities. Health departments in at least 50 Missouri counties have not received any money from the federal government, even though the state received hundreds of millions of dollars in early May. The Kansas City Star says local public health agencies across the state are trying to ramp up testing and contact tracing, but say their hands are tied because the state has not delivered any federal aid. The money was given to their local county commissions instead, and in many places have held up the money. Governor Mike Parson emphasized the importance of contact tracing and said the work depends on local public health agencies. Voters will be heading to the polls later today to cast votes in today's primary election. The Columbia Missourian reports 61 candidates are seeking their party's nomination for 19 different offices from county to statewide office. Voters will also weigh in on Amendment 2, which would expand Medicaid eligibility in Missouri if passed. Boone County Clerk Brianna Lennon says that less than a third of registered voters are likely to vote in today's primary election. Columbia's Central Pantry is reducing its hours of operation to continue operating its drive-thru during the pandemic. The Columbia Missourian reports starting today, the Central Pantry will be open from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Tuesdays and Thursdays, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. on Wednesdays and Fridays, and 10 a.m. to noon on Saturdays. The pantry changed its distribution model to focus on drive-thru service in March due to COVID-19. A news release from the pantry said that the hours of operation needed to be cut because operating the drive-thru requires more labor and planning. The pantry will also limit the number of volunteers at the pantry at one time. The Central Pantry feeds more than 10,000 people every month. The 43rd Annual Heritage Festival and Craft Show in Columbia has been canceled because of concerns about COVID-19. The Columbia Missourian reports the cancellation was announced by Columbia Parks and Recreation yesterday. The event was set for September 19th through 20th. The festival and craft show usually attracts around 15,000 people, according to a news release. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIA News, Columbia.